People in a remote region of the Russian Arctic say they're the latest victims of President Vladimir Putin's drive to reshape his country into a global power. They say the Kremlin has thrown the region's governor in jail as part of an effort to take control of its oil and gas. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer traveled to Russia's far north, and he filed this report.
The Nenets Autonomous Region lies far above the Arctic Circle, and for about 9 months of the year, it's blanketed in snow. During the brief summer, a thin layer of ground above the permafrost melts, exposing a vast, flat expanse of marshy sand and scrub, and unleashing vicious swarms of mosquitoes. The regional capital, Narian-Mar, a dusty outpost of simple two-story buildings, stands on the Kachura River. There's no permanent road connecting the town to the rest of Russia. It's here that the Kremlin is waging the latest battle in its bid to make Russia an international energy superpower. But the people of Narian-Mar are pushing back. Earlier this month, about 200 locals assembled in the main square to protest the arrest of their governor. Authorities jailed Alexei Baranov last month on charges of fraud and embezzlement in a previous job. Addressing the crowd, regional legislator Nikolai Fomin said the Kremlin's move was part of a carefully planned scheme to dismantle the local government and take control over the region's key resource. Fomin says the Kremlin targeted the Nenets region because it has some of Russia's biggest untapped oil and gas reserves, which are still just being explored.
A signal has been sent to all governors using our example that if you don't play by the rules we invented, the same fate awaits you.
Baranov's arrest came after a rare show of defiance to the Kremlin by the region's local legislators. The governor refused to keep the representatives in line, and the next day found himself the target of a criminal case. He dismissed the charges as politically motivated.
The people who are doing this have interests in the region that don't correspond to the interests of the region or the government, so they began to dig for dirt on me.
Baranov was arrested the following day, then fired. He's now awaiting trial. Nenets residents were incensed. They praised Baranov for standing up for them. He opposed Moscow's plan to merge Nenets with the much poorer neighboring region of Arkhangelsk. They say the tough former oil man also forced oil companies in the region to pay taxes and finance projects such as building schools and libraries. Retired kindergarten teacher Lyudmila Barabanova believes the Kremlin doesn't want locals to benefit from their region's oil wealth.
I think it's an outrage. How can we live on this land where oil is being pumped out and get nothing? The people of Nenets should benefit from it.
Analysts say Baranov's main mistake was running afoul of the burgeoning state Rosneft oil company, which is at the center of the Kremlin's plan to consolidate the country's energy industry. Rosneft recently began expanding operations in Nenets, and Baranov had insisted the company pay more than $30 million it owes in back taxes. Local administrator Boris Dolniev is a member of the pro-Kremlin United Russia Party. He says rumors circulated that the Kremlin would try to smear Baranov.
But absolutely no one expected that it would be done openly, so crudely, so forcefully, and so completely.
Many here compare Baranov's arrest to that of Mikhail Khodorkovsky, former head of the Yukos oil company, who many believe was sentenced to 8 years in jail for his opposition to Putin. But most Nenets residents appear resigned to their region's fate as they await the trial of their governor. Regional legislator Fomin says they know the Kremlin is counting on their isolation to help carry out what he calls its corporate takeover. We're located at the end of the earth, he said. So a few people go out and yell somewhere on the tundra. Will anyone really hear us? Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Narian-Mar in the Russian far north.